Can you hear me? Okay. In the Jewish law, there were three sins that commanded the death penalty. One was murder. Second one is idolatry, which means believing in false gods. You know, and if you were Jewish and you believed in not in God, but believed in, like the pagans do, in false idols, that was fell under the death penalty. And adultery. Now, the woman that was caught in adultery, she knew they had her left and right. There was no way she felt she was going to get out of there. They were going to stone her, and she realized that. And even with her shame, you know, things made it worse because they kept haunting her, the people around her. And the Pharisees who caught her were really not interested in her in as much as trying to trap Jesus. That was really their main goal. You know, not that they didn't care about her committing adultery, but they were after Jesus. But she was there probably asking to herself, I wish they'd give me one more chance, but feeling that was impossible. So what happens? Jesus tells her, you know, go and sin no more. Now, he forgave her. But what type of forgiveness does Jesus give? He gives forgiveness with love. When Jesus forgave her, she saw in his eyes the forgiveness of love. He didn't say, go away, your sins are forgiven, you sinner. No, he didn't go like that. Just so no sin anymore. And she saw the love in his eyes. And it touched her. And this is what made her change. Now, Saint Augustine writes about this gospel, great misery meets great mercy. Great misery meets great mercy. Jesus' mercy is there, overcoming her misery. And Saint John Paul II wrote, we are not some of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of His Son. Again, talking about the love of God, not the being vengeful, the forgiveness of God. And if you receive God's forgiveness and love, you receive that also when you go and receive the sacrament, the reconciliation, you go to confession. Jesus forgives you and He loves you at the same time. That takes us away from our sins and a sense of feeling miserable, a sense of feeling weak, because Jesus' love should bring us peace. And people throughout the world also look for forgiveness and love at the same time. There's a story that happened in Spain. A father and a son had an argument for something that the son did. They argued so much that the son got mad and he ran away from home. But after a couple of days, the father realized that it was stupid, the argument he had, and he went out looking for him. But after a couple of weeks, he couldn't find him. So he went to Madrid, to the largest newspaper that they had in Madrid, and went to the office and put an ad. He said, dear Paco, meet me here next Saturday. All is forgiven. Love, Father. When Saturday came around, Father went to the newspaper office. To his surprise, he found 800 Pacos waiting there. But Paco is a common name. In other words, if you call Francisco in Spanish, nickname is Paco. It's like Bob is for Robert. And those 800 were looking for forgiveness and love, just like his son. And that's what we should strive for. To, when we forgive somebody, not only to just forgive them, but to forgive them with love. Now, notice the drawing, and it's half of it is cut off. This is called Mary Consoles Eve. Mary Consoles Eve. And you can Google it to catch the whole picture. In there on the right is Mary, that's pregnant, and the left is Eve. Now, if you look at Eve, you see her eyes looking down. She's embarrassed of what she's committed, the sin that she's committed. She doesn't feel worthy enough to raise her eyes to look at Mary. And in her hand is the apple with a bite taken out of it that she ate that committed the sin. So she's totally upset about it. But further down on the picture, you don't see it, it's a snake, which is a symbol of the devil wrapped around one of her legs. Then the devil is telling her, you sin, I have you, I'm not letting you go. No one's going to forgive you. But then you look at Mary. And Mary is trying to lift up his face. So this way her eyes could meet. So she can see the love of Christ through her eyes. And Mary telling her, God is forgiving you. And on top of that, she grabs her other hand and she holds it against her stomach, telling her, this is where the redemption of the world will come from. The forgiveness of the world is going to come through Jesus as we be born. Feel this peace. Now, what you don't see is on the bottom of the picture is Mary stepping on the devil's head, telling her, the Redeemer is going to crush the devil's head. You're going to be free from Satan. You're going to be forgiven and loved. Now, a sister by the name of Grace Remington made this drawing. And she came with this idea and she put it on a canvas there. And if you look at it, you can get some inspiration, especially during Lent, when you're looking for some inspiration. So if you look at the picture, you can also get something else out of it. I thought about it that I wonder what Eve felt when she touched Mary's stomach. Did Jesus kick? You know, like how babies kick in the stomach? Or maybe like, remember when Mary visited Elizabeth and John leaped, you know? And she was filled, and Elizabeth filled with the Spirit? Was Eve filled with the Spirit? Was she filled with the forgiveness and love that only God can give? A sister wrote a poem about this. And in her poem, Mary is speaking to Eve. And it begins with, oh Eve, my mother, my daughter, life-given Eve, do not be ashamed, do not grieve. The former things have passed away. Our God has brought us to a new day. See, I am with child, through whom all will be reconciled. Oh Eve, my sister, my friend, we will rejoice together forever, life without end. Let us pray. Oh God, that we appreciate your forgiveness and accept your love to change us, to grow closer to you, to do your will, and to be in your peace. Amen.